Hi, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 85, and today's date is November 15th, 2017. As always, I am your host, Carrie, and I am joined by two guys that are seriously mourning the man who was released today, Kent and Russ. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. Well, I guess I can't complain too much, but we're going to.
So sad. Terrible day.
Thumbs down. Sad face emoji.
Well, never want to talk about fucking emojis on here, but here we are.
There we are, see?
We just set the bar. Let's see how low
we
can go
the
this
bar.
Week. We are the bar, and we are going to lower the shit out of it.
That's right.
Oh, did
Carrie? Oh, no, there's, there we go.
Ah, there she is.
Was that me or you guys?
That was definitely you.
Better off, me and Russ both had the same thing happen really coincidentally.
Right, and we still could talk to each other, but you couldn't talk to us.
I was frank typing. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, all right. Man. All right.
So I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well.
Yes, well.
Despite today's news, I mean, I'm... Really, can we, before we kick this thing off, can we just have a moment of silence for James Ellsworth? Okay, that's good.
Duh.
Can we just say he went out like a total bitch? Right?
What?
Can you not hear me?
I got nothing.
What'd you say, Russ?
I said he went out like a bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, now we've heard that Russ said called Ellsworth a bitch.
No, he went out like a bitch. Wow. We're having great internet success tonight.
Spectrum.
Woo! Oh, I hate Spectrum.
They are the bar.
They are the bar. Yes. So anyway, as I was just saying, can we just say he went out like a bitch? I mean, it was bad. Like, normally, okay, I can understand it, but they just treated him like, yep, nope, your contract's over with. Get the fuck out of here.
He had a year run. It wasn't like, I mean, when Vicky got to go out, she at least got to go out like a fucking hoss.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But she'd also, been here for a while. Ellsworth was here for a year. He had a really good, way better than expected run.
True.
I mean, he did things that nobody else would have ever expected, including surfing with Shinsuke. Yeah, I'm sad to not have Hogsworth around anymore, but talking smack is no more, so lots of things, lots of sacrifices had to be made to appease the wrestling gods this year, apparently. Lots of sacrifices.
A lot of sacrifices, like good matches. That was sacrificed.
Logic.
Yeah. Logic sacrificed.
Oh, Logic was sacrificed a long time ago, guys.
Emma was sacrificed.
I'm pretty sure Sister Abigail was sacrificed.
I'm really mad about that.
Yeah, so lots of sacrifices, mumps, yeah.
All right, so let me greet our first-time listeners, and then we'll get into our topic for the week. So our first-time listeners, we recap and discuss the week in the WWE, and we have a few fun segments for you as well. Tonight we're going to talk go-home shows and Survivor Series picks, because Survivor Series is this weekend. Pausing for everybody to say yay.
Oh, yay!
Nope.
I was kidding.
I was excited until this week hit.
Yeah, I'm more excited about War Games. And I don't even know what's going to happen there.
That's a sad thing. I haven't watched NXT since SummerSlam. I've not watched a single episode. Shame on me. I'll get caught up between now and Saturday. The thing is that whatever happens, it's going to be a better show than Survivor Series will. And they have put a lot of star power in this year's Survivor Series. Still going to suck.
It's going to suck overall, but there's going to be some good matches.
Liar.
No. Yeah, there's going to be some good matches.
I don't believe you. I truly 100% don't believe you.
All right.
I hope you're wrong.
Kent, I really honestly think that Russ is just trying to be optimistic right now. That's all he's trying to do.
No, there's some straight up good chances from good matches.
You're saying it like there's plural. There's one match that's going to be good, and everything else is going to be awful.
No, two matches. Minimal.
There's only one match that hasn't been hyped at all. Miz and Baron, so that will be good.
Oh, you're saying anything that was hyped, it doesn't, it's garbage. Because I was going to say, what about Cesaro, Uso should be really good.
Yeah, except I'll get into this later.
All right.
But I'm really pissed off that the commentators fucked up there in that situation. Really mad.
Well, before you get mad, can you give us a moment of bliss, Kent?
Get glad.
Oh, I'd be thrilled to. Last night was the season finale of American Horror Story, and I don't have to look at that fucking shit for another, like, 9-plus months. I could not be happier. What a horrible rim job of a show that was this season. My God. Like, part of my soul died with this season. I start off with, like, 7 people contributing to the blog or interested. By the end, there was one person. That's how everybody just jumped ship, and rightfully so. It wasn't like questionable. No, there was no question about it. Jump ship, bail, like cancel the fucking show type thing going on. So, yay, that's over with. And yay that we have NXT pay-per-view coming up. So, like, that excites me. And I had Greasy Pete's tonight. And I found a new video game that I like called The Surge. It's a sci-fi Dark Souls type game. Russ, you could get behind this.
We'll talk about
other than that, I've also been in the market to buy a whip. I don't know why.
Okay.
I want to buy like a legit whip. Not like one of those sexy whips. I was also looking at, I don't know, those things that for horse riders, I don't know what the fuck the name of that is.
Riding crop?
Yeah.
The thing where you smack the horse's ass?
Yeah. Or the girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you getting these things, Kent? Because it sounds like it is for sexual natures, not...
I mean, if Linkfest does not go down, I mean, maybe hookers and blow and props can go down. I don't...
Well, we do have an update on Linkfest, sir. Do you want the surprise now?
Okay, sure. All right. Moment of bliss,
I will... It's your moment of bliss, sir. This will be your moment of bliss. As long as I can have a place for Zach to go, we're having Lingfest at my house. So I just got to make sure Zach can go that weekend.
Wait, we actually had a moment of bliss in Moment of Bliss?
We did.
We're ruining this segment right now.
But isn't the whole point of this segment to have a moment of bliss? If you have
we're breaking the fourth wall here.
Well, we totally are, yes. But you mentioned Linkfest. So I was like, well, if you wanted a good excitement on it, so.
Well, hot damn. Okay. Well, I was actually going to talk to you about that after the show, but all right. I guess I'll still talk to you about that after the show.
Still be after the show. Yeah.
I am throwing off my game now. And that was my moment of bliss.
All right.
Yeah, he can't be negative for about 5 seconds now.
Oh, I bet I can get him negative as soon as we start talking about the Survivor Series card.
What? Well, 5 seconds just hit, so it's over with. See, now
he's
down.
All right. Let's get started and talk Survivor Series. Let's preview it, guys. Just announced today, we have the Cruiserweight title match between Enzo and Kalisto. I don't care.
Wait, that was just announced today?
I thought that was going on since...
Announced.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that's been saying it's been going for a while.
Honestly, I thought they announced on Raw. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know if that was official. But, okay, cool. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, apparently it's a pre-show match.
So. Well, sweet deal for the 205 guys who get nothing at all. Or NXT. They are not a brand at all. Either of those. They don't deserve to be on the main show.
Yeah, but NXT is going to have a better show than the actual main roster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
They already win. It really is NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown, and NXT is probably going to win. But anyway, back to Kalisto versus Enzo. I don't care. I've been done with Enzo for months now. So, Russ, what do you think?
Okay, I really like Enzo, and he's been doing a really great job. But with this whole SmackDown versus Raw crap, they completely dropped 205 like it was a freaking bad habit, except for a couple of minor things. So I'm not invested in the match. I don't care. So I'm pretty sure Enzo's keeping the belt, especially with the rumor I've heard. I don't know if Kerry's going to be letting us in on that rumor. You must know the rumor, Kent, if you've been reading lately.
Rockstar Spud?
No. Oh, well, him too, but no. Starts with an N, ends with an Evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Neville.
So, yes.
Yes.
So I guess I'm really glad they're working this out between them, because Neville's awesome, and he really does deserve to be at the top of 205. So I'm kind of excited, but I'm pretty sure Enzo's keeping it, so who cares? And it's on the pre-show, so...
Probably not going to end up watching it anyway. So, Kent, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are they should have announced a 205 5-on-5. Like, that seems like a given for the kickoff show. I still say that's a given. I don't know if it's possible to do a tag team one. That also should have been given for the kickoff show with Ascension and Breezango and Gallows and Anderson and Ginger Rhinos all doing nothing. It seems like a given. As far as this match goes, yeah. I'm surprisingly behind this match, and I don't know why. It screams of guilty pleasure, but as one of you mentioned, like, they haven't done anything with 205 recently. It's like, they main evented for how many weeks in a row? They had the main event slot. It was great. They were doing stuff, and then they're just like, no. No. No, let's stop being creative. Let's go back and let's have a big Hoss match, which I know we'll talk about.
You mean that fantastic Hoss match?
Is there any other? I'm excited for Enzo because he actually has added some stuff to his repertoire. I've been paying attention to his matches. He is getting better. Maybe he just needs a swift kick in the ass to get better in ring, or maybe he needed some better opponents. Like, working the tag division isn't going to get him better as a single star.
That's true.
That's not always a guaranteed way of, you know, like, it worked for Shawn Michaels, it worked for Bret, but it doesn't work for everybody. Sometimes you just gotta go single and do your own thing. So, surprisingly, this is one of the few matches I am looking forward to. I don't think it has a chance in hell being good, so that's why I'm still not on the plural wagon, but...
All right. Let's go around the horn. Picks. I'll pick Enzo to retain. Russ?
Enzo retains.
Yeah. By the way, Austin Aries was apparently not mad at all about the whole WrestleMania payday. I've been reading a lot of his interviews lately. That wasn't even a thing for him.
So
I thought that was an issue for Neville.
It was supposedly an issue for Neville and Aries, but Aries has gone on record saying that didn't need... It was just some... He's like, sometimes they even have, you know, the superstars tweet things. He's like, there's so many things that get blown out of proportion. This was clearly one of them. And I'm going to believe him. Like, he has no rhyme or reason not to be up front now. Like, he's not under contract or anything. So, I'm happy to know it, even though it was a legit reason. I'm happy to know that wasn't the reason. I do miss Aries, but I think he's also welcome back if he wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably welcome back if he wants to go back. But not. I think he wants off 205.
I think he's just do the commentary thing and get paid.
Yeah, absolutely. He was great commentary.
Vince said that was like one of the best, like when he did commentary for the first time, like Vince was like enamored with him. So,
right. Yeah, Aries, I'm telling you, Aries and Corey Graves. And you put Michael Cole in that, you've got a great trio. Hell, put Booker T on that as a fourth guy. I'm ready. I am ready.
I'm involved with anything Booker T.
Yes. Oh,
just
my God.
Give me more of him flip-flopping and saying ridiculous things.
I never thought I'd want to hear commentary again. There was a time back when, you know, it used to be peak with Ross and...
The King.
When it used to be peak with those guys... This is almost back to that level. It's just fantastic. I listen for commentary now, so. It's good. It's good stuff. I like it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Speaking of good stuff, let's talk Shield versus New Day. And the ending of SmackDown, if we want to throw that in there, too.
That's probably smart.
I watched it. It was a decent promo on the part of the New Day. I do like the energy that team has. I'm just so sick of Roman Reigns. All right, guys. Kent, what are your thoughts?
So this team full of guys that have never been world champions.
But they've been tag champions forever.
Yeah, and Kofi makes up like 17 of their 24 titles, as they mentioned on SmackDown. Okay, and most of those are Intercontinental title runs.
I forgot how good
they're supposed
Kofi
to be competitive.
Was.
Like, seriously, Cesaro, The Miz, Braun, and Kane weren't competitive, but suddenly the New Day is going to be competitive.
See, that's what I hate about this whole thing.
That's not going forward. That's going so far back.
I know.
One thing I really want to commend is, and this is one of the only positive things I saw from that whole night, I loved how KO and Zayn just said, screw it. There's nothing in it for us. We've been treated like shit this whole time. We're not going to fight with you guys. I really like that. And I have a theory about that. For anybody that wants to read it, it's available at 9deuce.com/blogs. That'll be available tomorrow.
Let's probably say Friday.
Let's say Friday, because apparently Russ is behind. So, Friday. You won't even be hearing this until Friday, so go fuck yourself,
man. I was saying they'll hear it. It won't matter when we say it.
All right, guys, let's not insult our fans. Or fan.
So, you. We're just basically insulting you. Sorry, we're insulting Future Carry right now. So, Future Carry's right now, son of a bitch.
Like, dang it, guys. I feel so
stop.
Agitated.
Stop picking on me. You're picking on me in the future.
And I'm over it. Anyway, so, Russ, what are your thoughts on Shield versus New Day?
Okay. This is my problem I have with it, is that the TLC match beforehand completely ruined this. Because you're right. Kat was right. 100%. Kurt Angle, Seth Rollins, and Dean defeated five guys. And we expect New Day to come in and take on, replace old Kurt Angle with fresh young Roman Reigns. And we expect New Day to do this. No. Not at all. Now, will it be a good match? Absolutely. Because if you suspend the belief of the fakeness of it all, then it's going to be a good match, I think. But it's just, Kent's right. They ruined it already by making them go up against five guys that are clearly superior to the three guys that are in New Day.
Like, couldn't they have held off just another month for the Shield reunion? This would have felt big.
Yes.
This would have felt so much bigger had they just waited. But they had to do what they do best and blow their load stupidly and then not give us a T or an L or a C match. No, they just had the one big match. So everybody had to watch the one match, and it just ruined all legitimacy. Like, all right, is Xavier Woods really going to take on Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins? Is that what we're led to believe, that they're equals in the ring? That Big E's equal to Seth Rollins? That Kofi is equal to Roman? I mean, I'm buying that one, but I'm not buying the other two. Or is Big E going to match up with Roman for power for power?
I guess it would be Big E, Roman. But then it would be, who would be Kofi, Seth?
Kofi and Seth. And then,
Dean Xavier.
I'm so, like... There's not a single matchup, there's not a single combination that any one member of New Day, if you're ranking all six guys, it's Shield, 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 New Day, New Day.
New Day, New Day. Yeah, I was just trying, well, Big E, but Big E doesn't have the...
Russ, we all know you have this raging clue.
I have a big...
But there's nothing. There's
I know. I know, and I'm trying to think of it. I'm trying to defend him. I'm trying to defend him.
I want to defend him. There's
I can't.
No defending him.
I know, I can't.
And I know we're going to talk about this guy later, but why was Braun in the ring for like 5 minutes? He didn't do anything at the end. Like, he just stood there. I was like, are they getting him up so they can give Braun a chance to power slam somebody? No? Okay, triple power bomb. Okay, Kurt Angle doing a really shitty angle slam.
That was bad.
Okay. No Braun. Okay. Braun's just going to stand there and look jolly. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was... The siege was weird.
I mean, especially given the fact that commentary talked Braun up so much. They're like, oh, here comes the monster. There comes Raw's monster. He's going to do something amazing.
Nothing.
And crickets. Well played, creative. Well played.
But that was the Siege. We're still talking Shield and New Day.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because everything's all mixed.
I know. Unfortunately, but what about
as
that?
As far as this match goes, it's going to be a good 15, 20 minutes of pure action with some outside the ring, inside the ring things, triple powerbomb. Like, would anybody be willing to bet anything on New Day? No.
No.
No. You're not going to bet.
I wouldn't put money on New Day to save my life on this one. It's definitely Shield winning.
If I give you 10-1 odds, Russ, you want to take that?
No.
No? 20? 20-1 odds. No. Still want to waste that dollar to make $20.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you give me up to about 500-1, maybe now I'll start doing that for you.
Yeah, exactly. So,
about losing that dollar.
Foregone conclusions are fun.
Yeah. I basically know if I'm doing this. There's got to be it's got to be such a payoff that I wouldn't mind losing the dollar.
I mean, in this
because I'm losing the dollar.
In this case, it's going to be, let's see, Spear, Xavier Woods gets pinned, Shield wins.
It won't be Spear though. It'll be powerbomb, triple powerbomb. That's how it ends.
That works too.
I think Kofi's eating that pin.
I think Kofi is too.
We always predict Xavier Woods to take the pin, and he never takes the pin when we predict it.
So yeah, now it's good. Now it is going to be Xavier. You're right.
Yeah. Every time we zig, they zag.
You know what? Yep. I'm gonna make a bold prediction. Big E takes the pin.
No, Big E does not take a pin.
Wow, that's how you upset Russ.
Yep. Big E does not
no,
take the
no,
pin.
No, no, no. Kevin Bacon was not in Footloose. No, not happening.
Big E was.
Of course he was.
Yeah, he sticks up for Big E like he does for Seth Rollins.
Okay, there, Baylor Club.
What?
Not anymore, though.
I have not been Baylor Club for a few months now.
I'll say now it's Kenny Omega right. Club. Now it's the Kenny Omega Club.
Yeah, it's Jericho Omega.
Yeah, and Jericho.
All right. Moving on to someone who
and that's how we get carried
makes
that.
Kent happy. Let's talk Baron Corbin versus The Miz. Kent, let's start with you.
Match of the night. It doesn't even have to be good. Just going to be match of the night. Like, there's no competition for match of the night. All these two have been doing is... They've been doing the one thing I really hate in life is just battle on Twitter. And yet it's been far more compelling than any of the other angles presented to us on TV. They've put really, maybe a cumulative 10 minutes telling this story over the past 4 weeks? They really haven't been telling much of a story. It's been Baron and Sin Cara, which was a really good little feud. I wouldn't mind if they revisited that. I don't understand why they didn't put any time into this feud, and yet I'm happy because every feud that they did put time into makes me want to watch it less and less. So, kudos!
You know what's funny? Last week, we were so up on WWE and how well they were doing.
3 weeks, dude! Like what? 3 weeks they had us by the nuts.
I know.
Loving it.
Yeah, and this week they just kind of slapped us in the face with those nuts. So they took our nuts and slapped us in the face with them.
And you wonder why I've dropped them and moved on to greener pastures.
But here's the worst part. Kent and I are like scorned women. Kent, I think, is more on the, okay, I've been done, not scorned women, I shouldn't say scorned women, scorned lovers, period. Doesn't matter who you are. So... we're like scorned lovers. You know, WWE has been treating us good. Now this week they slapped us in the face. Kent is more used to it, so he's like, well, fuck it. Screw you, too. I'm more like, but it hasn't been that bad. I mean, come on. WWE still got us here. We can do this. This could still pull out a great pay-per-view.
I know that they're going to buy me a diamond ring for my birthday to make up for all this year of abuse.
That's right. So this can't be bad. I'm just thinking of that. It is really funny because, all right, looking back at this feud, I was like, I'm good with this feud the way they're doing it because they can't see each other face to face because they're on two different television shows. And so the feud.
Right, because we can't do invasions.
Exactly. They only did one invasion in the beginning and one retaliation vision at night, at the end of the day, or at the end
new
of
day,
the thing. Yes, new day.
Invasions.
So it was just kind of dumb that way, but I liked the Twitter war. Even though I don't have Twitter, I just read what they wrote on other stuff. So
Were they funny, at least? Like, I didn't even read it.
There were some good jabs back and forth. I didn't read all of them, obviously, but there were some really good jabs back and forth.
Now, those two didn't fight at all while on SmackDown, I don't
believe. Nope, right? This is the first time, I believe.
Like, this has a... Miz does okay with bigger guys. Baron does way better with smaller guys. I see this as a win-win with Baron also getting his hands on the Miztourage, hopefully. Like, this just seems like it has a formula to win, and the crowd's going to have to choose one person or the other. Like, heel versus heel, the crowd's going to be pissed off, so they're going to have to choose somebody.
I think they've got to choose Miz, because... The Miz has been on top of his game. Let's face it. About everything that's crap, Miz is on top of his game. He is one of the best things going in WWE, period. Or wrestling, period.
Like, nope, none of the four people have any ties to Texas. We are going to be in Houston, right?
Yes.
I don't think any of the four guys have ties. Like, that would help. But, oh well. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
And it'll be like 7 minutes and then
I'll... Yeah, right. Won't even get that much. It'll probably be on one of the... they'll probably put the match on when they're showing us a preview for another match. So, like...
It's going to get moved to the kickoff.
Yeah, that's probably it.
All right, guys. What are our picks? I'm going to go Corbin for this one. Kent, what do you got?
Gosh, honestly, I don't know. I could see this going both ways, but I don't see The Miz being able to hit the skull-crushing finale. So for that, I'm going to give Baron the slight 51% advantage.
And Russ.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm still like Kent. I can see this going either direction. I think it's going to be The Miztourage proves too much for Corbin to be able to counter, and... Miz pulls out the victory.
What one thing I gotta say is that most of the matches are not entirely predictable.
Well, there was one, but they changed that.
Yes. Well, I mean, the Shield one's obvious. But, I mean, aside from that, like, there's really not many obvious outcomes, which is kind of nice.
True.
Yeah, you look at the matchups, it's kind of almost anyone's match. Which is
kind of good, isn't it? Isn't that supposed to be good?
It's exciting to an extent, but...
Like, I like not knowing.
There's nothing at stake, so that's why anything can happen. There's no belts on the lines, aside from Enzo versus...
Right, but who gives a crap about that? And that's,
we all went Enzo.
Yeah, I'll say that was obvious. That's an obvious choice.
Right, for that exact reason. With no belts, no punishment, no threat of Undertaker... raping your bitch asses if you lose. There's nothing at stake. Is Kurt's job at stake? Was that a thing with Stephanie? Or
well, Stephanie kind of implied it, but she did not.
Never said it.
And
so there's nothing.
When we get to that match, there's so much to talk about for it. So
no, there's not.
Yeah, there really isn't. But let's... let's jump into tag team versus tag team. We have Cesaro versus Usos. I'm actually looking forward to this one. This one could be good. It's a good matchup. I mean, don't get me wrong. Seth and Dean were a good matchup with the Usos, but this may actually be a better matchup. What do you think, Russ?
I think it'll be a better matchup. I think this is going to be match of the night. I'm calling this one match of the night. You got four fantastic competitors in the ring. If they do it by the numbers and they're given... Okay, let me rephrase that. They have to be given time. So they need at least 15 to 20 minutes. And I think this could be match of the night. If it doesn't get that, there's no chance. But these four, they're top of their game competitors. Usos have been putting on matches of the pay-per-view for months with New Day. So I definitely see this being fantastic. I'm excited.
And Kent.
And to echo that, I mean, Cesaro's been putting on a match, stealing the pay-per-views with Dean and Seth, or Raws and stuff. So, like, both teams are really riding high. It seems like WWE right now has more of a focus on pushing the Usos as the new standard in tag team. That doesn't mean they're going to win. But here's a major gripe, and this is why I'm not as excited anymore. When the Usos came out, during the clusterfuck that ended the week, did anybody else notice that they looked at Roman and stopped? They refused to attack Roman, and the commentators didn't say anything. They didn't acknowledge it, and I thought that was a really, really bad move on commentary. They should have acknowledged that they did not want to attack their cousins. If you rewatch it, they stopped in their tracks because Roman's the only one looking at him. They wait to get attacked by Dean and Seth.
I didn't think about that. I just chalked that up to being not part of the story. They weren't supposed to attack Roman. So,
well, either
ignoring,
way,
you know how it is. It's like ignoring. Yeah, you're right. I just played it as they're ignoring because they're supposed to ignore. So,
it kind of made me think that they got a little pussified there in that moment, and it lost a little zest for me because this was going to be my match of the night, and I don't know, they lost something there. So they stood there, gawked at their cousin, and got beat up.
Yeah.
You guys are supposed to be awesome. Like, what happened here? Run your goddamn penitentiary.
Apparently their day was less H than normal.
It was definitely less H.
Like, did they get a new warden? I'm so confused.
That was the siege from SmackDown to Raw was well played because it was kind of a surprise, right?
Right.
This one wasn't. How bad it was.
Yep. I know we'll get to it, and I have a list. I'm going to pull a little Jericho tonight.
All right. I'm sorry, because we keep on entering into it. I just keep on thinking the first siege
the cage,
was
good. We can't keep re-entering, okay?
Oh, we will keep on re-entering that dead horse.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's go ahead and do our pick. For this match, it's really a toss-up. I'm leaning towards you. So, Russ, who do you got?
This is a tough one. I'm trying to think of who needs a win more than the other team. Cesaro and Sheamus will be fine no matter what happens. I want to say Usos win this one, but I kind of want Cesaro and Sheamus to win, so I'm really tough. I'm going to go with the Usos, though, just because I think they need the win more than Sheamus and Cesaro do.
And Kent.
If I had to bet my hairline, I would go with the Usos, because, like I said, I think WWE is trying to make them the premier tag team in all of wrestling right now. But there's a rhyme and reason why Cesaro got the spot. And I could see some dirty, underhanded things happening here. I don't know. I gut feeling, I gotta go with Cesaro. Gotta go with it.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on. We have women's champ versus women's champ. And I know Kent is dying to talk about this.
Woo! This was great until about, 24 hours ago?
Yeah, roughly. All right, so we have Alexa Bliss versus the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. Kent, I'm going to start off with you on this one.
Yeah, so this week on Walking Dead, it was really a good episode. It was fine. Like, for once, we had all at war going. But we kind of got to focus a little bit on Ezekiel and Carol and basically Ezekiel as a whole. And it was nice because we got to see, you know, the real side of him. And, like, we really got to explore the character. Now, did Carol make a stupid choice in saving Jerry and Ezekiel when she could have just gunned those two guys down? I don't know. It's questionable. Were we all sad that a CGI tiger died? I don't know. Most people were. Did I really care? Not really. It's CGI people. It's kind of like losing the dragon on Game of Thrones, but motherfucking animal fucking people. PETA, you know, that shit. But all in all, really good episode. A really nice step up for this season. Really looking forward to Sunday's episode.
That's all you got there, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, we'll just move on because Kent's in denial. Russ, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to echo what Kent said. Charlotte winning was the stupidest thing they could possibly have done. I mean, they had it all set up, and then they WWE last week, all of a sudden, panicked the fuck out. And while it didn't affect last week so much, it completely fucked this week. They panicked. They were like, oh shit, our champions are garbage. Quick, switch all of them. It was okay with Cesaro and Sheamus. That one made sense. AJ, I'm completely fine with because gender blows. This one felt completely dumb. This one felt like the why. You didn't need to do it. You're panicking for no reason. Nobody gives a shit about the women. I'm sorry. Nobody does. All right? So nobody
heard
had to...
about Ellsworth. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone, yeah. We already had that moment of silence for him. So this felt stupid. Now, I will say this. Kudos. The match wasn't bad. There were a few decent moves in the match that I know Kent wouldn't watch or can't watch because whenever Charlotte's on his television, it's gone. It's never happened.
Yeah, Jerry's battle axe got broken.
But the match was actually decent. Like, Charlotte actually put on some of her best moves, which is sad. But so did Natty. I thought Natty did good. I'm mad because Natty should have had the chance against Alexa. We're not even talking about Alexa, and Kent loves Alexa, and he can't talk about this match now. It's a shame. So,
are you sure it was a panic move, though? Let's be serious for a second. Note who was backstage Monday.
Oh, okay, right.
Note who miraculously showed up on Tuesday.
Well, I was going to ask you,
like,
did you think
that
was fake?
Didn't get in Triple H's ear and be like, hey, H, come on, brother. You know she's one of the top three best performers in the company. Woo! Like, you know that's how that shit went down, and that's what pisses me off. You know what? Fuck you, Flair. Go back in the hospital, okay?
Oh, shit. Shit. Look at that.
Remember what happened last time.
We don't even know Flair did anything. Kent's just assuming he did something.
Oh, bullshit. You know goddamn well he pulled some fucking strings. There was no rhyme and reason to do that otherwise. There was no rhyme and reason.
Unless they're going to bring Paige back for Survivor Series to be the fifth woman.
Yeah, because, what, Natalya just falls off fucking...
I guess, yes, I guess. That's what I don't understand. Why would Natalya replace Charlotte?
This is such an underhanded, dirty, fucking foul thing to do on the eve of a dirty, foul pay-per-view. I'm so mad. And the worst part is it stayed on my goddamn computer as I was gaming, and I was just really ignoring it. All of a sudden, I hear something lewd coming to my left ear, and I looked and I scowled.
I want to say this. Do you think it was really a shock moment for Charlotte? Did she not know her father was there? Because she did seem genuinely surprised.
N-word, please.
Yeah. I mean, it was... The news was broken earlier in the day that he was backstage. So, and she,
yeah,
when she
there was
said,
no
oh, he's not here, I'm like, you liar.
Well, that's why I was wondering if they kept it from her. I'm pretty sure she doesn't go on websites and looking at all the wrestling news. So, they could have kept it from her.
Yeah, because Becky wouldn't have known and told. And another thing, can we never have that fucking bitch speak again after a match? Like, her breathy voice? My God, it sounds worse than me and Twan after going up a fucking flight of stairs. No, don't interview somebody that's that breathy. Give them some time and do something. But
she...
Don't.
Yeah, she is bad. Like, I forgot how bad she is. Because she hasn't talked in a while. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been really great. And now we're going to have to... I hate the women's division on SmackDown. Please, for the love of God, do not put Paige over there. Originally, that's what I wanted. I thought I was going to breathe the breath of life. No. Put everything good. Just send all the Raw. All good.
All right. Let's go with our picks and move on. I pick Alexa. Kent?
I don't think Rick's going to be able to travel to Houston. So if he's not there in Houston, then I have to go for everything that's great in this world and go with Bliss. And by the way, if that happens before 9 o'clock and Bliss loses, I'm done. I'm watching Walking Dead. Just throwing that out there. That's happening.
And Russ.
God, it's going to be Charlotte. I know it is. So, Charlotte. As much as I don't want it to be, it's going to be Charlotte. Are you guys seriously, are you just picking Bliss because you want it to happen? Because that's what I would do? Or you know what's going to happen? Charlotte's winning this. There's nothing...
But Russ, Alexa's been built up so well over the past 4 weeks with her five-star matches that she's had every week and all those segments that she's had every week.
Absolutely. You're right. How silly of me.
As a matter of fact, I think Emma had more time on Raw this past month than Bliss did.
And she was fired 2 weeks ago, so.
Yeah, that says a lot. Bliss needs to win.
Wow, yeah. Okay, let's move on. We have the Red Belt Champ versus the WWE Champ. Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles.
We're at this match already?
Yeah, I'm saving the Survivor Series matches for last.
I'm just surprised, okay.
All I have to say one thing is that opening promo on SmackDown with Daniel Bryan being the advocate for AJ Styles was fantastically well done. This match could be decent. It just depends on what AJ can get out of Brock, which probably won't be too much. What do you think, Russ?
I think this is going to be above decent. We are underestimating Brock. Like we have in the past, because we always think of Brock. We always go with Brock as boring, does five moves, and that's it. And I don't say he's not going to do that, but with AJ Styles, he may up his game. AJ's probably one of the best people he's been in the ring with, period. I'm trying to think if he's ever been in the match with CM Punk.
Who?
Brock.
Yeah, that happened at SummerSlam.
CM Punk and Brock?
Yes, Russ.
Oh, I thought you meant this past SummerSlam. I was like, what? Are you insane? No, that was when I wasn't watching wrestling, so I don't know if that happened. All right. So it's not his best, but when he gets in the ring with people who are perceived better than him, he steps up his game. And AJ is someone he can ragdoll a little bit. AJ can take a hit. Yes, it's not going to be like the Sings, which would be amazing, because that would be the only good thing about that match. AJ can ragdoll a little bit. I think this is going to be good. Now, again, can Brock last? Because Brock hasn't wrestled in friggin' forever, so who the hell knows? And the last time he wrestled, he barely lasted, what, 15 minutes? And he was dead almost?
That match with Braun was less than 10 minutes, wasn't it?
Oh, that was the last one. Okay, I was thinking Joe. That's who I was thinking, Joe.
He was gassed during that.
Yeah, he was bad. Like, Joe was, like, sweating, but he wasn't, like, dying.
Well, it went Joe, then it went the four-way at SummerSlam, then Braun. Actually, Brock's been pretty active this year, Russ, in all fairness.
You're right. Fair enough. Maybe he won't be gassed after 15. Because if this goes 15, I think we're going to see a classic. Nah, I'm not going that far. But it is AJ, so anything's possible.
Kent, what are your thoughts?
I think Jinder is going to get involved in the match. That way AJ doesn't look so bad losing. I don't think Brock's going to break out any new moves. I think
no.
Suplex City, some takedowns, maybe a few hands, 50 F5s. He
Kent,
did wrestle in Japan.
Kent, this isn't Japan.
He did wrestle in Japan, Russ. Where do you think he picked it up from?
That's true.
Yeah. And who else wrestled in Japan? AJ Styles. So we're due for some finishers here, people. Except AJ can't do the... I mean, he could do the calf crusher. That'd be kind of cool to see, actually.
It would be.
The flying forearms,
there's no...
he can't do the Styles Clash.
Yeah, he can't do Styles Clash, which is his best move.
Honestly, Brock's not going to try. That's the problem. Yes, he could have a good match, as Russ said. Could, yeah, and I could also grow a mustache tomorrow. Thing is, neither of those two things are going to really happen. We'll be entertaining for a little bit. Yeah, like, it'll be fun to see. I'm not going to say I'm not going to have fun with it, but when was the last time you really saw Brock Lesnar try in the ring? It's been a while. I would say Seth, Cena, Brock, Royal Rumble a couple years ago. That was really the last time I think I saw Brock Lesnar try in a match. And that's fine. More importantly, Paul Heyman, off the fucking cuff, just cutting the promo on the couple that just accepted the proposal. Now, that is the thing that legends are made of. And Paul Heyman really... I don't know. It's either him or The Rock. They're 1A and 1B as far as greatest talkers on the mic, as far as I'm concerned. Because they're both smart and witty and can come up with things right off the cuff. Paul didn't miss a beat. He cut like a full promo on this couple that he doesn't even know. Like, and Brock's in there smiling and giggling like a little girl.
It's I was going to say, do you think that they both enjoyed it like immensely? Because well, it looked like they were ready.
Brock called Paul over to tell
him about it, yes. Brock knew about it because I know Paul didn't. But Brock looked like he was just having a ball with it. Like, this was fun, off-the-cuff moment that wasn't scheduled, that everyone was just enjoying, and it was worth it.
Yeah, because Paul was probably so focused on cutting his promo that he was not listening to the fans, really.
Right.
And Brock's in there giggling, and Paul...
And then Paul started giggling, too, though. Like, yeah. You could see it in his face. He was ready to just start laughing his ass off. But then he cut a beautiful promo on them, and it was great. Like... That's what you can say when you got engaged. You can say, hey, Paul Heyman called us out on our engagement. It was awesome.
That makes me want to get divorced more now than ever before so I can get a proposal during a Paul Heyman. It'd be worth it.
If only Paul were going to be at Albany, I'd propose to you.
Just going to have to let Steve down gently.
Aww. All right, guys, let's go through our picks. I think it's probably unanimous, but let's go around the horn anyways. I'll go last. Russ, you go first.
AJ Styles. Yeah, no. Brock Lesnar.
And Kent?
Jinder Mahal is going to interfere, costing AJ the match.
Yeah, I'm picking Lesnar. I hate to pick against AJ, but I mean, it's inevitable.
There's no way they're making Brock lose anything before Roman Reigns takes him out, so... They've been building this up.
There's that name again.
I don't know what you're talking about, Russ. What? Wait. Let me get this straight. Are you saying that this whole time, since Brock Lesnar won the title at WrestleMania, that they have been showcasing Roman Reigns to be stronger and better in the ring than everybody else just so they can have this encounter at WrestleMania?
I know. It sounds shocking, and it doesn't sound true. But, Kat, believe me, that's what they're doing.
Did you know that every time Roman Reigns' hair drips, an angel gets its wings?
There are a lot of angels with wings. Lots.
There are.
Good for him. He's doing God's work.
All right, guys. Before we talk the Survivor Series matches, let's go with a little man crush break. Russ, who's your man crush of the week?
Did I tell you I had a man crush this week? I was so pissed off this week. No, I'm just kidding. Man crush of the week. If I'm going to go with anybody, it's got to be, again, I'm probably sure I've done him this year, but I'm still going to do it again. Has to be Joe. All right? I'm going to tell you why. When he's clean shaven, because sometimes he's not always clean shaven. When he's clean shaven, he's got a nice little goatee. He looks really nice. And that mean streak, just when Balor won, he got all ready to celebrate, and Joe was just like, nope, this was business, and walked out. I respect that. And when I respect a man like that, I have a crush on him. So that's my man crush, Samoa Joe.
All right. Let's jump into this.
Can I interject on something here? Two random things from last night. During Shane's promo in backstage area, I noticed two great things. One, Baron Corbin was standing next to the Ascension. Second thing, Aiden English is actually much taller than a good portion of that roster. Like, unless it was the camera angle, like, he had a good 2 to 3 inches on people, and I was like,
I thought maybe it was just because he was that close to the camera, but you're right, he did
seem
like he was tall.
Okay, so you noticed it too then,
yes.
Right?
Yep, because he stood out. Even though you never saw his face, he completely stood out. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So good for his hair and good for Baron and the Ascension.
Cool. All right. Women's Survivor Series match. We got Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw is Foxy, Nia, Asuka, Bayley, Sasha. And then for Team SmackDown, we have Becky, Carmella, Naomi, Tamina, and to be determined. So let's talk about this match, guys. Maybe put our predictions in for who the TBD is going to be for this match. I'd like to see Paige, but I have a feeling because of the heat she already has on herself, backstage by posting photos with Foxy and a video.
How stupid. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off. But
I know. It's like, did you not learn anything?
Apparently. But I'm not even going to call it stupid on her. Okay, yes, she should have learned better. But why does anybody give a shit? They're friends. Oh, no shit. Like, most fans don't know that they're friends backstage. Okay, I get it. You're not supposed to because she was probably supposed to be on the SmackDown team. Who gives a fuck?
WWE, apparently. Because they are so touchy about this kind of stuff. Excuse me while I roll my eyes.
Right, Kat? Like, did you see, like, that was... I know you're ready to talk about this, I can tell. As you can see his face, he's so happy.
I don't understand how this huge company that promotes so much stuff, brags so much about social media, can have such a little bitch fit over somebody doing something so natural as to take a picture. We know
with a friend.
Like, they've been like, it's been on Instagram and stuff. Like, she's been taking pictures that she's getting back. Like, this is no secret. Not a big deal if you visit the other locker room. You're not affiliated. You never got drafted. She's a free agent. She's more of a fucking free agent than John Cena, okay? It doesn't matter. Like, why are they acting? Like, she never got drafted, so it's not a big deal. This is the Titus O'Neil situation all over again. Pick and choose when you want to discipline somebody. It's ridiculous.
It's so the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn thing seems a lot like the Titus thing too. The way at first it sounded like some big deal, and then I started reading all these details about it. It was so stupid. It was just they were supposed to get a beatdown, and either something got mixed up in the conversations. Either Kevin Owens and Sami forgot something, and they walked off, forgetting that they were supposed to happen. And
maybe one of them had to go to the bathroom really bad. Like, does anybody ever consider that? Like. People do, like, have,
like emergencies.
Stomach viruses.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. Like, there's so many things that are unknown, but, like, everybody just jumps to, like, these weird-ass conclusions.
But even then, like, they weren't only getting in trouble for that, but I guess they were just being kind of general dicks. But it sounds like they're always in general dicks. I mean, I don't know them from anybody I don't know, except I see them on television. But they could be dicks, but they're probably just being dicks because they're dicks, you know, they weren't being, like, assholes, they're just being, like, you know, kind of douchey. Which is okay, deal with it. Everybody else has to.
Lots of dicks and assholes in that conversation.
Yeah, I said dick a lot, I'm sorry.
It reminded me of Team America World Police, though, the whole dicks, fucking
yes,
assholes.
Yes, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was gearing it off
I kind of got lost in everything you were saying. I
like, said dick so many times. Yeah, I don't remember if I was saying it right. I was like... So back to the match.
I was just gonna say.
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna talk? You didn't really.
I'll say something.
Oh no, okay. I was gonna say. Let's get back to the match, Russ.
Okay, Russ, you go.
Oh, all right. So I loved the idea that Foxy was the captain. So well done. She put her team together so well until this week. When she ignored Bayley last week, I was like, oh my God, they are building a great story here. This is going to be awesome. Bayley's not going to get accepted. And she's going to be pissed, and it's going to build to something between Bayley and Sasha or whoever. I don't care. And then they completely and utterly fuck it up by giving Bayley the... Yeah, I know. Four horsemen. Four horsewomen. They give Bayley the chance to be on the team, and she wins it, even though they had Mickey out there. Okay, Dana was always going to eat the pin. I get that. But Mickey should have won. And she didn't. So, fuck. They totally took off every storyline that I thought they were going to create. On the SmackDown side, I'll be honest with you, I didn't give a shit. Like, they never had a chance of winning. They still don't have a chance of winning this, so I don't give a damn. There's no way, and it's actually probably one of the reasons they got Charlotte off. If you think, I know you think Flair had something to do with it, but I think they wanted Charlotte off of that Survivor Series team, so Asuka didn't get the pin on her or whatever, because there's no way Asuka's not winning this thing.
I'll have to agree with you there.
Yeah. Damnation's turning into a really good show on USA after SmackDown, and I strongly encourage people to give it a shot. I understand Luke Harper's due up. Next week, we even get the Bludgeon Brothers back, so that's exciting. Can't wait to see them jobbing within 3 weeks. That'll be good.
You say 3 weeks. I say as soon as they come out.
Debut, you're dead. Yeah. Boom. All right. Things I took from this week. They obviously don't care about doing a Sasha versus Bayley angle. They don't care. They clearly don't care, because every time that they have it in their grasp, they're just like, and it's gone. Like Kaiser Soze. So they don't care anymore. And like months down the road, they're going to pretend that they care and be like, biggest fucking feud ever in women's history. And it's going to be historic, right? It's going to be first time ever, even though we've seen it in NXT. But it's going to be historic at the very least. Except nobody's going to care because they keep screwing it up perpetually. Honestly, the most interesting part of this whole thing, aside from Foxy, was the fact that Dana Brooke suddenly grew a set or a pair, whatever women grow once they hit puberty. And good for her. She went and went after Asuka. I mean, the death wish is real, and it was admirable. I really applaud her effort. And hell, Twan didn't even know who she was. Anybody who doesn't like Dana Brooke, and I know I've said this before, go to WWE Network and watch Breaking Ground. You will have a new appreciation for Dana Brooke.
But even you hate Dana now.
Huh?
Even you hate Dana now.
I don't hate her. I just know that she can't wrestle. But I still like her. I admire her. She's actually really... I think she's actually a wonderful person. I really admire her. Wrestling's just not for her right now. I don't know. Something's got to give here. Maybe this feud with Asuka. You know, that'll definitely build her up. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a chance.
Why they didn't put Mickey in this... Why even have Mickie James back? Like, seriously, why do the post-match interview, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago? Like, I felt like they were going to gain some momentum from Mickie, and now it's just... I don't know. I'd rather Foxy not even be in the match and just be on commentary, quite frankly. And put Mickie in the match. Put Foxy on commentary. Please. I don't care about this match. I have no interest. I don't even know what's happening on SmackDown with the women. Every time that something's going on, it is really bland. Like, what was it? Like, a year ago, they had, like, 3 feuds all happening at once with, like, Natalya versus Nikki, and then, like, Carmella versus somebody, and Becky versus Bliss or something. They had 3 women's feuds. What the fuck happened? Like, they could do it then. Why can't they do it now? Why can't women be made interesting again? So, fuck this match.
All right, let's just go for our picks and we'll move on.
Picks?
And who are who will be?
Who's survivors? Who's surviving?
It's Asuka or no one. What do you think, Russ?
Oh, if it's Soul Survivor, it's definitely Asuka. There's no other way it's not. If Asuka gets pinned, I will be shocked that WWE would waste her. Because that's a waste. If she gets pinned, now they can never say undefeated. They have to use the stupid undefeated in singles competition. And that doesn't have the same ring as undefeated. So Asuka's getting this. I want her to see it be the Soul Survivor. I don't think she's going to be. I don't think this is going to be Soul Survivor crap. I think someone else should survive with her.
And Ken.
Well, obviously, the Asian Roman is going to do just fine. I don't know. I kind of want to see it be Foxy and Asuka as the two survivors. I think that would be something I could at least... latch onto. I could have some fun with that. I could find something redeeming in Foxy surviving. I honestly, probably if anybody else is going to survive, it's going to be the person that's not like most girls. Which, whatever, fine. Go away, please. But, you know, whatever. That's cool. Like,
I think that's
cool.
We talked about it last week, but I seriously still think it would be fun if before Asuka gets that last pin, Foxy comes in and just takes the pin from her. Or takes the pin from almost everybody. And then she can say, I cleared out the house. And that would be a great story for her.
I want Dana Brooke to cause Asuka to lose. That'd be such a boost for Dana.
Yeah, to completely and utterly ruin Asuka.
You can't ruin that which cannot be ruined.
Oh, she can be. If she doesn't have her undefeated streak, what does she have?
I don't know. Still more remarkable than Bailey at this
point. That's true. Well, yeah, they fucked up Bailey. Man, did they fuck up Bailey? Because I used to love her.
How? And my question still remains: how do you mess up Bailey?
I don't know, but if they can mess up Bailey, I'm pretty sure they can fuck up Asuka. So kudos WWE.
Well, I mean, they did just make their whole breast cancer awareness thing based around the Ultimate Warrior, who was a really kind of awful person. So, I mean, if any company's going to do it, it's going to be WWE. So kudos to them. They're offering a fine product for us.
Yes, their booking is top-notch.
Who are you thinking, Carrie?
What?
Who are you going for?
I thought she went for Asuka.
She hoped for Asuka. I don't know.
Asuka, you pay attention.
No. I'm in and out of this conversation.
Okay. All right.
Paige isn't involved. Or is she? You didn't ask that potential question.
Well,
Carrie.
She did. Actually, she did. She did say, who do we think our TBD is, but we all.
Oh, when she said 2B, all I could think of was Breezango, and then I got sidetracked. So we all kind of lost our ways.
I think Paige is going to be the TBD.
Well, now I'm thinking it could be Rowan or Harper if it's 2B.
That's true. Oh, my God, it is. Holy crap. They figured it out. You cracked the case. If Ellsworth can be the first... By the way, are we all sad the first women's Money in the Bank winner has already been fired from WWE? I mean, his contract's up and stuff.
Women's Revolution. Historic and first time ever.
Speaking of historic things that involve women and Paige, do you guys hear the news over the weekend?
Tell us more, Carrie.
Paige and Del Rio are no more, guys.
What? Shock! I thought one of them would definitely be dead, how that ends. That's how I thought that was going.
I don't know. And Del Rio's not looking too good, but whatever.
What do you mean? He's fighting against Johnny Impact.
Yeah, and Johnny Impact's awesome. Oh, he hurt me so much.
Wasn't that like a day full of like news stories? Like the whole Del Rio and Paige split up and then... Like, what was it? James Storm got released. And
yep.
Then something else happened. There was like three big stories that particular day.
I just want to say, that was also the day John Cena was announced for SmackDown.
Nope, that was last week. Russ, we already discussed it last week on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. What happened? What were they? What was the big?
I don't know. I'll go look on Facebook at our conversation. Right. You tell us something whimsical, Russ.
I'll tell you something whimsical. But then we'll let Carrie talk. We'll do a little bit of both on that one. So.
I found it.
Oh.
Lucha Underground's getting a fourth season.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes, there was something. That was big. Oh, yeah. So. Kit's like, yeah, that was it. Because Kit doesn't give a shit about Lucha.
I'm happy, though, that there's another alternative out there.
And that's actually a good alternative if you like flippy shit. So.
That's why I like it.
I don't know. I feel like I jinxed Paige and Alberto. Because last week I wasn't sure if they were still together. And I jinxed it. I said, they're still together? They weren't. Or they were breaking up. Or maybe they broke up that moment I said it. They're like, I broke the curse. And they're like, wait a minute. Why are we together?
I heard something like they've been apart since September.
Don't lie, because Ken already paid his punishment, so.
I think that was in August, though, wasn't it?
Was it August? I couldn't remember if it was supposed to be in October or for August. Oh, maybe it was, so I'm still safe.
Yeah. If something comes out, though, if something comes out that they fucking broke up before then, I am going to be full of more rage than I currently
am. You should be full of rage anyway because they broke up in September. If you had just curbed yourself a little bit longer, giving yourself some more time.
Oh, come on. His power of positivity, that one podcast was fantastic. It was
good.
Just great to hear him, you know, say some positive things.
It was such a perfectly timed week, too.
Oh, God, yes, you're right.
Oh, God, yeah, that was the... Man, yo, SmackDown has been shit this year.
It has. It's been pretty garbage.
They've done some shitty things.
They've regressed so badly from what they did a year ago.
They are not the B show.
They're like the F show.
L-M-N-O-P-Q? Yeah. I don't know. The Q show, I'm going to say.
205 is better.
Oh, like, my God, they went from, like, telling good stories to having Corbin doing dumb things and Natalya laying down for dumb people.
So does it go now NXT, Raw, 205, SmackDown? Or if we include everything else on the planet...
Yeah, go ahead and say Japan, whatever.
New Japan, Ring of Honor, NXT.
Whoa. NXT puts both of those things
those to shame. It does. That's NXT is like, NXT
they put
is...
on better shows, put on better pay-per-views. You can't tell me I'm wrong there. You can't even understand half of what they're saying in Japan. Only
when was the last time you watched anything from New Japan that I haven't forwarded you?
And that's the point. Is that I didn't watch it.
So basically, because you're NXT making a baseless argument because
no,
you
he's not
haven't
because
watched anything. Like, have you actually watched all three of Okada versus Omega's matches?
So if I do that, and then I come back and say that I was not entertained, will you come back and say, well, Kent, now you have to watch these other five matches, or will you be satisfied that I watched all three of them?
Uh-oh. Don't paint yourself into a corner, Carrie. He's painting you into a corner.
No, I have a few more I can make him watch.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, he's not going to do it. That's what I was going to say. You either have to do it or he won't do it, or you have to give him all the matches he needs to watch in order for him to be able to say it. Because if you do that, he'll do it.
You give me a list of 10 matches. You give me 10 matches to watch. I watch them.
Yep, he will.
That's my deal. And then I will come back with a...
Can we... Oh, all right. I'm making an executive order. Give him 10 matches, and on 9 deuce, we are going through Kent's analysis of this. We'll get a final saying on this on 9 Deuce. That gives him 7 weeks to watch 10 matches. I think he can do it.
Probably 6 weeks.
Okay, good point, because this... No!
I'm doing a podcast with Melanie tomorrow.
Well, great.
Doing Stranger Things and American Horror Story.
6 weeks it is, then.
I got 6 weeks. I can do...
Still do it.
Japanese
yeah.
matches. No problem. So, Carrie, you think about it. I'll give you, like, a week, and then let me know, please.
Done and done.
All right. I like it when we put something together for something special later on.
And actually, I'll go so far as to say, Carrie, if you really want to, you could also give me like 5 Ring of Honor matches.
Ooh.
Since that's your other jive, Turkey, I will take that challenge.
I will watch. I won't do it as extensive as Ken because I don't have the time. But I'll take 3 and 3.
Russ doesn't have the time because he plays video games. He and didn't with say myself. That out loud, but
and
that
with
was
myself,
what he
completely
meant to say.
All right, so done, challenge accepted. All right, let's close out.
I'm excited for 9 Deuce.
Survivor Series, shall we?
Let's.
All right, let's talk the men's Survivor Series match. For Team Raw, we have Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and the Game, replacing Jason Jordan.
I thought Jason Jordan had it locked in, though. What happened? I'm so confused.
Oh, man. Okay. When we get to this, they're either going to totally fuck this up and Jason Jordan's done, or this is going to be one of the greatest stories we've ever had in wrestling in a long time.
All right.
They've got it. It's nosedive or success for this one, baby. I can't hear a word you're saying, Carrie.
So let me finish announcing the match, and then we will go into it.
All right.
So, Team SmackDown, we have Shane, Orton, Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, and John Cena. All right, Russ, your opinions on Jason Jordan and Triple H replacing him?
Okay. All right, so they are either laying down a great story for Jason Jordan to be able to become heel, and I said last week I felt like a heel turn was coming, and this just really feeds into it. Jason Jordan put on a decent match against Bray. I thought it was decent. It wasn't great, but it was definitely decent. And I'm really pissed off that Bray came back. Let's just stop that tangent for two seconds.
Goodman, leave some fucking meat.
I will. Don't worry. I'm not Thanksgiving this one. This is my point on this one. You can have the rest of the stuff. I just want to take Jordan. You can have everyone else.
Yeah, leave Bray the fuck out of it.
Well, Bray was part of the Jordan thing.
No, Bray is my fucking guy. I am taking it.
All right, fine. You can have it. All right, fine. So I'm hoping that Jordan being replaced by Triple H, A, gets Jordan pissed off at his dad because dad did nothing as he got pedigreed, which is awesome. Did absolutely nothing, which I think it just makes so much sense to lead Jordan into this downturn against his father. Turns him against his father. Then his father and him, or Triple H and him, go into at it. Then his father tried to turn to help him. And then Triple H goes against him. And then now we have our seeds for Triple H versus Angle at WrestleMania. So
Just describe Empire Strikes Back?
Yes! Okay. Except it's Jordan being thrown down the well while the fathers are still alive. The father figures are still alive.
So we basically got a Star Wars going on here.
Kinda, yeah.
Which I think Eric, like a year ago, said that Star Wars was happening in WWE. Really behind times, but Eric did say that there was a Star Wars angle brewing.
And this is
it. The podcast. So.
And except for a hand, it was his foot or his knee. So that really started this up. I'm telling you. And like I said earlier, this is either going to be either amazing, fly high, or crash and burn. Because it's either they're gonna just like totally gloss over Jordan, and he's gonna get bitched to turn into a bitch. Or they're gonna make this such a good thing that it really ramps up Angle Triple H for WrestleMania when we're all gonna be super excited for it. So I'm hoping it's the latter, but it's WWE, so we're gonna crash and burn, baby. Alright, that's all I'm taking from that one.
Jason Jordan doesn't have the mic skills to pull off this angle. Unless they get him some help, he does not have it. That's...
Yeah. Did you hear him on Monday?
Unfortunately, I had to hear
bad.
His whiny ass.
Heather, okay.
Holy shit, you're awful. Right? He was awful.
Yeah, Heather, I wanted to tell you this.
Don't do this, Daddy.
Heather was watching. She doesn't watch wrestling. She wasn't even paying attention. She heard him doing that, and she looked at me and goes, "This is terrible." She didn't. She hasn't watched wrestling at all. She didn't know who Jason Jordan even was. She just looked at him and goes, "This is terrible." Like, she goes, "I'm not paying attention, and this is terrible." I was like, "I know, he's awful. Don't do this. Don't do this, Daddy."
That was a moment where, as a wrestling fan, you're embarrassed to admit to the public that you're a wrestling fan.
Yep.
Probably you shouldn't do many of those storylines, WWE, because I don't like being embarrassed for being a wrestling fan, but
that was
man.
It.
Yeah. So let's go on the Wayback Machine an hour before that. The triumphant return of Bray Wyatt unannounced. So he can job to this fucker? And, I mean, I don't know if it's rumor. I don't know if there's any truth to Bray being punished. If so, I mean, WD, I've told them they can go fuck themselves. I will tell them this to their face. Probably get sued. Whatever. I don't care at this point. Stop. Stop with the stupid punishments if, in fact, anything is punishment. If any of this stuff's punishment, stop. Be fucking adults here. Okay? Just be adults. There was no rhyme and reason to bring Bray back this week. None. There was no need. They could have brought him back Sunday and cost Finn the spot. That would have been fine.
That's Sister Abigail.
Right. They could have done that and launched us right back into that amazing storyline. No, they just brought him back. No talk of Sister Abigail. And I don't even think they even mentioned the Finn storyline. And then they just have him job. And then he takes Jason Jordan out. So you think, okay, we're all put Bray in Survivor Series team. And then some ego stroking had to happen. And here we are with the most star-studded thing of all time. And Bray is nowhere to be found. But I will say this. For anybody that's interested, at 9deuce.com/wrestling, read our blog this week. I talked about how we can make Bray the hero that he was always meant to be. Battling true men of honor.
In a ring?
Nope, no rings involved. Just true men of honor.
So I got a question for you guys. Just because I bring this up in the blog at 9deuce.com.
/wrestling.
Wrestling. I was getting there. Does it feel to you guys like this match is just one big, huge setup?
Clusterfuck?
No. Setup.
Oh, sorry.
Triple H versus Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. That's all this is. Everybody else in the match is cannon fodder for that setup.
Didn't they already do that like 3 weeks ago when Stephanie came back? Like, didn't they?
Yeah.
Weren't the seeds already planted there? Like, was there a need for this?
I think this is a seed planter still. I think they're still planting seeds. This is just another seed they're throwing on top of it. I don't think it's going to be the main focus. It's going to be a focus. It's not going to be the main focus.
I don't know. It just feels like that all this is one big, huge McMahon... Levesque.
Oh, this is totally a McMahon stroke job.
Oh, yeah.
No, yes. Yeah, okay. Something else. I wouldn't say an ego. I think this is another stroking.
Beard?
Yes. Beard stroking. Sweet. That's why Triple H is out there.
Go on.
I have a question. Where during last night's segment was the following? John Cena. Randy Orton. So two-fifths, 40% of Team SmackDown, nowhere to be found during the invasion.
We haven't seen John Cena since the... We haven't seen John Cena at all, period.
Where was Rusev? Aiden English. Jinder Mahal. AJ Styles. Where was Triple H? He's supposed to be part of this whole invasion. Where was Bobby Roode? Was he out there? Because I don't think I saw him. Did either of you?
The only person I saw in that segment was Nakamura. And that's because Strowman
went after Braun, right?
Yeah.
So possibly 60% of Team SmackDown was not out there. Fantastic. That is such intelligent booking. That makes so much sense. That makes me want to watch this pay-per-view. Yeah, it really does. Logical storytelling. I mean, I'm happy that Rusev didn't get his ass kicked, but that's what Rusev's there for in WWE's eyes. So why didn't they utilize him to get his ass kicked? Like, he was leading the charge. I don't get it. Why did they make this invasion so stupid? The one on Raw made a lot of sense, I felt, by and large. This one didn't.
Yeah, this one felt really stupid and forced, and... I wish they didn't do that, and I think they did it because they wanted Roman Reigns to lead the charge. No, they should have just said, fuck it, he's sick, okay, let's do something else. Leaving it to the last week really fucked this up. Honestly.
And Dolph got the shit beat on him, too. It was like, Dolph's not even involved in a match, you fucking idiots. Like,
yeah.
Where the fuck has Randy Orton been? Has he, like, I feel like he's been missing for 2 weeks.
No, he was there last week.
Was last week the week?
Yeah, that's when he beat Rusev. Yeah, that's when that was the downhill
day ever.
Yeah, that was our start of the downhill of wrestling this past week and a half.
I just don't get it, and all of this is, you know, to Kerry's point. Yes, it's all leading to the Kurt and Triple H thing, but something that I don't think any of us tackled in the blog for some reason. I'm blaming both of you and not taking any accountability for myself, like a millennial. nobody brought up the whole Shane versus Daniel thing, because that's happening.
Yeah, but that's an interesting seed that's going to happen afterwards.
Oh, like it's more interesting than two guys, the pedigree of Triple H and Kurt Angle. two guys that are young whippersnappers.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, because Daniel
versus
and...
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, two young whippersnappers.
I was going to say two young whippersnappers there. Yeah, okay. I think Shane's just as old as Kurt, right?
Shane's way older than Kurt.
Is he really way older? I thought they were about the same age.
I think Shane's probably got about 10 years, but I could be way off on that.
We should...
I don't know.
Check that out.
Yeah, I won't.
All right.
I'll say that I will. I'm not going to. It basically, everybody that they're setting up for star power are the exact people that do not, repeat, do not need a rub. Nobody. Who needs a rub in this match? One person. Maybe two. Braun Strowman could use it. Joe and Finn could use it. They're not going to get it. We know that's not happening.
Rude could get it, need it, but he...
Rude. Rude's the only person that could really benefit from this. Nobody else is going to get higher up on the food chain.
Right.
So why wasn't Rude featured more as a guy that could be a potential game changer?
Because he's going to be... He's fodder. He is definitely fodder for Braun.
When Bobby Roode is the second to last man standing for Team SmackDown, Russ.
I'm going
to
be very happy.
This conversation.
I'm going to be very happy. I love Roode. You know that.
As do I. On the plus side, I don't know. Is anybody else kind of... The first thing I thought when Triple H announced that he was on was Roode versus Triple H.
Yeah.
Like, that's an awesome matchup that I do want to see. Like, I don't like the whole stroking of ego. But I'd much rather have Triple H in ring than Kurt Angle. If we're being honest, Triple H brings an extra dimension that Kurt doesn't bring anymore. Triple H is a hell of a heel. We don't have good heels in the business right now.
No. But that's what he's going to be. He's going to be that heel for us. Now, okay, can we say that, looking on paper, is there any possible way SmackDown should beat Raw? I know they're going to, but on paper, there's just no fucking way. Kurt Angle is superior to Shane, period. Braun is superior to half the group on SmackDown, almost everyone on SmackDown.
Well, no, Russ. Are you telling me that Braun Strowman, in the eyes of WWE, is bigger than John Cena? No,
no.
That's a point for
That's
SmackDown.
Why I said most, but that's why I said most of them.
Well, let's break it down analytically. You want to give Kurt Shane? Fine. I'm giving Braun Cena, and I'm taking Cena in that matchup. Go back, Russ. What's your next one? Because I'll match up with you.
Okay, Samoa Joe.
Okay, who you want him to go against?
Let's have him go against...
Cherry Pickett. This is probably going to be the last time you win one.
Right, because I'm going to say, if I pick it right, I would just go with Bob. Oh, God. I would love to see Samoa Joe and Bobby.
Lose this. SmackDown has a 3-2 advantage in this breakdown.
Who?
I'm sorry, Randy Orton's like a 13 or 14 time champion, and Shinsuke Nakamura has been booked as unfucking beatable. Finn Balor jobbed to Kane.
Yeah, but that was fodder.
Samoa Joe
doesn't
even matter in the grand scheme of things.
No, if you're talking about pure, just out of badassery, though.
Oh, so now we're going to change the rules. No, let's not change the rules. Let's go back to the original premise, Russ.
The original premise is Braun Strowman is
that
unstoppable beast.
And I agree. I acknowledge that Kurt is better than Shane.
Then what about Triple H to John Cena?
Oh, no. No, I get to choose one. I chose Braun Strowman and Cena.
Okay, what about who's going to take Triple H out?
I don't know. You had the third pick, Russ. Who'd you want? You want Triple H versus one of those three guys?
Yeah, I'll take Triple H. Let's go with Triple H.
Who's All right, who are you pairing him with? Take out a heavy hitter.
I'm trying to think of who's left. We got Shinsuke.
Right now, I'd take Shinsuke over Triple H.
No way. Not the way they're going with it. Triple H beats him. Cerebral Assassin versus the charismatic one.
The only time Shinsuke's lost is by cheating via Jinder Mahal.
Sounds like Triple H is going to be doing a lot of cheating, because that's what he does.
Triple H also does a lot of job in the past 3 years. I take Shinsuke over Triple H. The only person
he's not, okay, to build him up, though, they're not going to let him lose.
At some point, John Cena is going to have to be taken out.
Is he? Because I know, we already know SmackDown's winning this.
I think that's the get-out-of-jail-free card for Braun, isn't it?
No, I'm pretty sure Kane's coming out for that.
Them is to have them like brawl to the outside, double DQ, double count out something, so that you get the game changers, both the game changers out of the That's how they do it, right?
Well, that's what I think, but I have serious doubts because I think Kane's coming out for that because they've been leading that up the entire time.
Kane's not in this match, Russ. Only people in the match are going to come down to the ring.
Obviously. Really? Obviously? Is that for sure? We're not having any interference on this one, huh?
No, none. Guarantee it.
No, you're right.
I guarantee it.
Sami Zayn and KO have nothing for this match at all.
Hey, Sister Abigail's not going to come out. And if Sister Abigail don't come out, there's no interference.
That's true. There should be no interference.
Although if Taker did come out and threaten to kill people, I would be behind this.
Yes. It might make it a little bit more incentive-driven. I don't know. I agree with you. SmackDown's winning this. There's no way the Raw guys are, right? Am I insane?
Raw has way more talent. They have the bigger names in theory, but that's only because we undervalue Randy Orton. We criminally underrate Randy Orton on this podcast.
I don't like him, that's why, but...
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
I don't like his matches that much either, but... He is one of the most decorated performers of all time.
True.
That has to be acknowledged. And when he's interested in a feud, like he was with Bray in the early goings, him and Luke put on a hell of a match. Randy can still put on a good match. So Randy's still very, very good. And Shinsuke, are we just writing Shinsuke off? Like...
I don't know. It feels like with Shinsuke, this since he's been up on the main roster, that... He was used as fodder, and it just doesn't feel like he's
Shinsuke
that.
He hasn't made shit for an impact.
Yeah, that's what it feels
they
like.
They had to push Jinder. They right. picked the worst time to push Jinder. It held off all these other things that could have happened just to make a point that, hey, this guy got in really good shape, so we got to give him championship.
Yeah, it does, and that's what Shinsuke feels like. He's a bit of a fatality in this. And you're right, because he should be dominant.
Which
I feel
Scorpion.
What?
He's a fatality. Yes, yeah, so Scorpion.
I would definitely have to go with...
I'm thinking...
Who Joe. Would be Scorpion? Joe?
Joe has wore those colors before. He has wore those...
And I could see him saying, get over here, too. You know, like...
Absolutely.
Because he's that kind of... All right. So we know who Shao Kahn is.
Right.
Triple
That's
H.
A given.
Yeah, Triple H.
Sub-Zero.
Who would be Sub-Zero now?
Well, if we're saying...
Bobby Roode, if we're going to go colors-wise. Bobby Roode wears those blues.
And Bobby Roode versus Joe is a hell of a fucking
matchup. Oh, God,
yes. For anybody that didn't see that shit in TNA, good stuff.
I'll agree with that one. All right, so there we got that.
Finn... I think Finn is like a weird game changer. Is he going to actually be in the match for very long, or is he going to be cannon fodder?
He should not be cannon fodder.
Kerry, you were his biggest supporter. What do you think?
I think what they're going to do, just because for some of the really, really hardcore fans, put him and Nakamura in a ring face-to-face. Everybody's going to cheer. There's going to be a This Is Awesome chant. That's a matchup people want to see.
That would be good. There's so much good in this match, and yet we're shitting all over it.
Because of how it's been
booked. It's been booked. I know.
Because SmackDown isn't putting out its top five guys. That's the biggest problem. You can make an argument for Kurt being in Team Raw. Really, the only person that's not on Team Raw that deserves it would be Bray Wyatt. That's the only person that you would say he probably belongs in this match. But Kurt Angle...
Well, are you talking about... Okay, I was going to say, are you talking about... Because if you take Seth, Roman, and Dean...
Well,
they're
like fighting with the New Day, so they're out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, if you take them out, them, yes. All right. I'm just making sure, because I was going to say Cesaro... Okay.
But, like, SmackDown, you're sitting there going, okay, well, Sammy's out, KO's out, Jinder's out, Harper's out, Dolph's out, and you're
Rusev's
sitting there
out.
Like, Rusev's out. Like,
yes, definitely
are you
Rusev.
Really putting together your best team here? No, you're not.
Can I just say all three of us have had internet problems today so far? It's been really...
Yeah, I just watched you glitch the hell out.
It was you. It wasn't us this time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I only noticed on your screen. I didn't notice on Carrie's.
Oh. That's because Carrie likes to sit still a lot of the time, so it's hard to tell when she's frozen or not.
That's because we don't shut the fuck up.
That's true.
All right.
I think we're done with this, right?
Yeah, let's just go... Let's do our picks. Even though I think we pretty much have a consensus, I'm not sure. just based on conversation and where the storyline's going, we gotta go with Team SmackDown. Kent, what do you think? Because you look like you're thinking really hard right now.
Can you come back to me?
Okay. Russ.
I'm thinking SmackDown, based off story building. It only makes sense that SmackDown wins this, but Raw could, but with Braun, or I mean with Roman, or not Roman, what the hell? With Brock almost assuredly winning, I think SmackDown needs this as a win, so I think it's SmackDown.
You ready, Kent?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like this whole process of elimination. So we're saying, we're all agree that Brock's going to win, right? We all agree that Asuka's going to win. We all agree that the Shield's going to win. So three out of the four biggest matches, we're saying Raw's winning. That means that SmackDown needs to get a bone, which is going to be Baron and probably this match. I think Braun and Cena take each other out. And we would assume that Kurt and Triple H, one of them cost the other one the match in some way, most likely.
Yeah.
Are we daring to say that Shane's going to be the last guy standing?
God, no.
Is that where they're going with this?
Probably.
Just based on Shane should be taken out with... Yes.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, honestly, if you were booking it, who would you have win on SmackDown? Like, who would you have remaining from Team SmackDown based on what you're seeing on Team Raw? That's a tough one.
Well, I'd love to see Bobby, but that's not helping.
Bobby's the least guy on the totem pole.
Yeah, I know. He's not getting anywhere.
He's the one that would be the most logical to get the push.
It's yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Like the Dolphin 2014 push.
Right. Oh, man, that was so good, and they totally wasted it.
Well, Sting returned.
That's true.
And job.
I'm trying to think. Triple... No.
I think Shinsuke is the guy
is going to be the survivor.
Because if we get rid of Cena, Orton will eat a pin.
We already know.
We feel that Bobby's going to eat a pin. Shane and Shinsuke seem to be the guys most likely to be the last two on Team SmackDown, from my opinion.
It seems like that would be it. And then who gets to take it? Like Triple H and Kurt Angle will F each other up. Or Jordan will come out and do something with those two as well. So there's that. KO and Sammy are going to take, I think Shane's going out. KO and Sammy.
I could see Shinsuke being, do they want to, all right, this is going to sound awful, but are they really going to put two Japanese wrestlers as the two sole survivors? I don't think they're going to do that with only two Survivor Series type matches. They're not going to have two sole survivors.
No.
No matter nationality. I don't think they're going to do sole survivors for both.
No, I can't think of who else would survive with Shinsuke, though, that's not needs to be taken out. Randy,
maybe,
I guess. Randy.
Bobby Roode just hung out on commentary or something.
Or Bobby Roode just doesn't get eliminated. He doesn't get the final pin, but he doesn't get eliminated.
I'd be fine with that. Like, yeah. Bobby Roode can go for a good 45 minutes. That's actually where SmackDown has a huge advantage.
I think
they can actually go much longer. Triple H can't go long anymore. Kurt can't go long anymore if we're talking just singles matches.
Right. Braun, about 15, he's about done.
Right, and Cena's probably not in good enough shape to go very long.
Much more than 15, yeah. He'd be about a 15-er.
But Randy, Shinsuke, Shane will enjoy it. I mean, Finn and Joe are your...
Finn and Joe could definitely go, yeah. Finn and Joe could go.
I'd kind of like to see Finn get a shining moment here. Him and Joe, I'd actually like to see be the final two guys on Team Raw.
I think that could happen. Because those two are pinnable. Because
they built it up on storyline wise. Wouldn't that make the most sense? Like to kill off, we've killed off Braun.
Kill off Braun, kill off Kurt, kill off Triple H. Leave those two, and those two. I think those two work the best, honestly.
Those two could take out the other four people of SmackDown. Work on it. I think that would make a better flow for the match.
Yeah.
And we're all gonna be wrong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be Triple H, Kurt Angle, and John Cena last.
Oh, my God. It is 2004 all over again.
Because all three of those guys really need a push, guys.
They do. Mike, when was the last time you saw Triple H and John Cena on television, Carrie? They need the push. God.
It's been years.
Exactly. They need the push.
Wait a second. I just saw John Cena as an elephant not too long ago. Does those pistachio commercials. I can't be the only person that sees these commercials.
I
actually have not
it.
Seen that one.
And he is going to be Ferdinand. The
I
Bull.
I don't know what that means.
You're in the Bull. It's a television. It's a movie. It's coming out soon. Kids movie. Pixar.
Oh, I know he's in like Daddy's Home 2 or something like that.
Yes, he's also in that too.
Yeah. Good for him not being The Rock.
Actually, he is literally the closest thing to The Rock. That's not The Rock.
He tries so hard to be The Rock.
It's not tries. He is succeeding. He's got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, he's the Rock light, though.
Oh, absolutely. Rock is beyond wrestling. The Rock is beyond wrestling. Like, he doesn't ever have to go back at all because he is so made, it doesn't matter. John Cena is made, but he needs that wrestling bump to give him a little bit more still.
I think right now you would say John Cena is still a wrestler. The Rock is no longer a wrestler. He's more of an actor than a wrestler at this point. That's the big difference.
But John Cena's getting to that point where you could stop saying he is. He's in the between mode right now. He could go either way.
I think you're out of your fucking league.
I'm not. He's in a major movie coming up. So.
Ooh, a major movie. So is Dave Bautista.
Yeah, but he wasn't the main star of it. John Cena is the main star of this movie coming up.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be more of an actor than a wrestler.
Oh, no, because you won't be able to see his face. He's going to be animated.
Oh, so he's going to be the big star of an animated film, and that catapults him.
Honestly, I think it will.
Slow clap for fucking Russ for that level.
All right, you know what? Now I can't wait until he does get out of wrestling and he becomes that big star so I can rub this in your face because I know I'm right on this one.
I hope you do, Russ. I hope you get your redemption someday.
We'll forget about it, but...
Absolutely.
Speaking of things we probably would rather forget about, you guys want to talk the ending of Raw and talk about Braun versus Kane in our segment, Were You Kentertained?
Were you not Kentertained?
I keep screwing this up. Could you guys, write it down for me?
Carrie, can you please watch Gladiator during the holiday vacation, please? Eric won't mind. He'll appreciate it.
Okay.
Were you not Kentertained?
I just wrote it down so I won't forget. All right.
I'm gonna, buy a painting that says that and give it to Carrie.
Yes. So put it right in front of her computer or right behind her computer so she can see it.
The holidays are coming up, gentlemen. Anyways, let's talk about this segment. There was a hole in the ring. That was, I guess, entertaining. I don't know. Russ, what did you think?
All right. Before I give my verdict if I was entertained or not, I just want to say, Braun has been in a lot of great matches with some big guys lately, so I know this is not Braun's fault when I say this was a shit show of a match. Kane cannot go anymore. He is too old, and it showed when he fought against Braun. That was the most plodding match I have seen in years. Kent has obviously got something going on over at his house. He's very excited to see it. And I can't wait till he tells us later what it is. But replacing that back to wrestling. So this was a bad match. Bad. It felt like they hit each other with big pause. And then they paused for 5 minutes before they went to the next move. It was terrible. And then at the end, Braun did whatever his finishing move is, to Kane in the corner. And they went into a hole. And then the show went off the air, without even really making, not even doing a, by God, they're dead. Someone call the morgue. Whatever. There was nothing. It was just commentary went quiet, and I didn't know what the hell's going on. And they're like, are we going to end the match? Is this how it's, and then it cut off, fade to black, we're done. I was sorely not entertained. It was terrible.
And Kent.
My neighbors were having sex upstairs.
Awesome. That's what you were enjoying.
I like to time it.
And it's already done, so it hasn't been that long.
The time frame.
So my rant about this to where it ended was basically... Oh, man. I hope your neighbors do not listen to the show, because they're not going to like us.
No, they don't like me anyways.
Oh, okay.
Pounded on the floor last week. I was like, you fucks, we're not even being loud yet. Then I got really drunk and obnoxious. Then they should have banged on the floor.
Ah.
Amateurs. Anyway. Was I entertained? Yes. Oh my god, if you were looking for a hoss fight, a big man match, the one to end it all, you couldn't ask for a better match. You have that young stallion Kane, all pasty white and shit, going against the monster among men. And my god, did you see that one right hand? Because there was probably like a couple of them, but there was that one, right? And it really hurt. And they took breaks to sell that one big right hand. And you could just feel the drama build up. It was a fucking snowball effect going on there. And then it culminated with the giant hole. And I'm not talking about Paige. I'm talking about the hole in the ring. And it was glorious. Not a glory hole, but it was a glorious hole in the ring. And my god, the commentators sold it by not selling it. Fucking yes, I was so entertained.
All right, fair enough. All right, there you have it, listeners. Our preview for Survivor Series, our analysis of Kane and Braun, and a few other things for the week. Let's move on to next week, shall we, guys? What are we looking forward to? It's time for our segment, I'm Not Finished With You Yet. I can't wait to see how Asuka fares on Sunday. How about you, Kent?
Well, during the podcast, I went to WWE.com and I looked up what the NXT card is. And this is what I'm looking forward to, NXT TakeOver. And I didn't know any of these matches. I knew one match, but this is great. All right, so you have the War Games match, which is Sanity versus the Undisputed Era versus the Authors of Pain with, I think, Roderick. That'll be a great match. It'll still show. But you also have Drew McIntyre versus Andrade Cien Almas. And I've been saying for over a year now that Andrade is ready for the main roster. These two guys are going, they may steal the show, quite frankly. That's going to be, that match alone will be better than anything we see at Survivor Series. Aleister Black versus the Velveteen Dream. That should be fun. It shouldn't last long, but it should be fun. Cassius Ohno versus Lars Sullivan. Lars is a young up-and-comer guy that I think has potential in the Corbin mold. He has potential. If he taps it or not, we don't know yet. Finally, the women. You got Kairi Sane, Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, and Nikki Cross for the championship. Somebody's got to win it because it's been gone since Asuka left and all that shit. So I don't know much about Kairi Sane, but I know plenty about the other three ladies. I'm pretty excited. That should be the best women's match we have all weekend. And I'm going, I don't know, I'm kind of cheering on Peyton right now.
Wait, so you're telling me that thing is still vacant?
Yeah, it's been vacant. Actually, I'm cheering on Nikki Cross. What am I kidding?
So wait, Asuka, who could have just held on to the thing, could have come back and still had it because nobody's touched it since?
Russ, your logic, no. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
I know. Oh, my God.
So that's the NXT card. Come on. That's exciting. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And Russ.
Well, I was looking forward to NXT, too, but since Kent took it, I'm...
Nom, 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 John Goodman.
John Goodman there. I'm going to say that I am looking forward to seeing how... Yeah, I wonder how they get rid of Braun on this. Is it going to be embarrassing with Kane? Maybe it'll be great with John Cena? Or just a total beatdown of Braun, because that's the only way they're going to be able to do it.
Maybe Bray could strike lightning. He has powers, you know.
He does have Undertaker's powers. So, we'll see. But I'm thinking it's going to be Kane, and it's going to be embarrassing.
Fair enough. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and play Guess the Wrestler. Yes, listeners, it is time for our favorite game, Guess the Wrestler. Each week, one of us selects a wrestler, and it's up to the other two, or three if Steve is here, to ask 9 questions, and then we get 2 guesses as to who that wrestler is. The automatic give me questions are whether or not the wrestler is male or female, and if they are a current or former wrestler. Well, this week it's Russ's turn. Russ, do you have the wrestler?
I do have my wrestler. Okay, the two questions are he is a male, and I'm going to say he is still currently wrestling.
Am I the only person that found it weird that Carrie said the give me questions instead of the gimme questions?
Which one is it?
It's gimme.
Gimme. Don't give me. Give me just sounds like you're
give me like you're asking for it. Gimme is you do get to me. Gibbony. Gimme.
Yeah, go with the gimme.
Yeah.
Wow, I have so much.
Well, I'm buying two paintings for Carrie.
Okay, so you got your gimmies.
What brand are they currently known for?
Currently known for? Well, I think he's in Ring of Honor right now.
That helps.
But I would not say that was his major brand. But go ahead.
Wait, sorry. I need a little clarification. Are you saying that that's not his major current brand?
That's the current brand he's in.
But that wasn't what he was known for as major.
Yeah, like. No, he wasn't. He is definitely someone we know. But it's not where he is right now, what we know him for.
Unfortunately, all I have is the Gummy Bears song stuck in my head. Only instead of gummy, I have Gimme Bears stuck in my
wait,
head.
Wait, which one? I'm a Gimme Bear?
No.
Or Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventures that can go beyond compare. They are the Gummy Bears. They are the Gimme Bears. Ah,
all right. Stuff. So... major titles, one that we would actually recognize. And by we, I mean me, because Carrie still watches Ring of Honor, and I don't know what the fuck anything's going on there.
All right, he has had quite a few championships, so...
Has he ever been a world champion? Let me just ask that.
No.
I think that's fair.
I'm not going to lie to you. No, he did not.
Has he ever been in a tag team?
Yes.
Brad Maddox.
Not that kind of tag team. We're talking about in wrestling.
Ah, whoop, there it was. All right, so what wrestling organization are they most predominantly known for?
That's a good question. Most of his time is split between WWE and TNA. As silence falls over.
I don't know. You gave me hope there, because I know of one person that did really well in Ring of Honor that was also in TNA. And only one person. So, I got that going for me.
Okay, but remember, Ring of Honor is not his major, so don't get too hung up on that one. I mean, you could be right. I don't know.
Well, what other promotions is he currently wrestling under?
Ring of Honor.
He's in Ring of Honor now.
Currently. I think
so. You kind of made that weird and elusive. That was the
confusion. I'll explain it to you afterwards, so... I'm not going to tell you now because you might know who it is then if I mention anything.
All right. Can I get a hair color?
Bleach blonde. Now it's kind of brownish, but bleach blonde is where you know him from.
Okay, so it's not Jay Lethal. And there goes the rest of my knowledge. All right, we got three more, Carrie. Make them count.
Make them good.
I know I have an idea who I think it is, but
Well, then ask the question that either helps you think it solidify that.
I don't know enough about him to ask the questions.
Oh. Well, then I can't help you.
My God, I'm looking through the list of Ring of Honor, and I recognize some people, and I'm like, I think I know other people, but they're not the names that I know.
They're not the names you know, right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that's kind of thrown me off my game. Like, Carrie, maybe you can answer this. Who is BJ Whitmore?
I have no idea.
Is he anybody that I should know?
No one I know either.
Okay, just making sure. My God, the Briscoe brothers are handsome men. They have long been handsome.
They certainly are.
They just announced them for Jericho's Cruise.
Yeah, at least we got that plug in.
We haven't talked about that in a week. Come on, guys. You got three questions.
Go ahead, Ken. I'm trying to come up with something.
Okay. Russ, you did say that they were in a tag team at one point, correct?
I said that, but I don't think it was really a tag team. Okay, hold on. Let me just recheck.
And that would take care of the Motor City Machine Guns, and I don't think they ever had bleach blonde hair.
Okay, I don't know if it's a tag team, more of a stable.
Okay. I mean, there's only a handful of people that I actually know that were in TNA. Is Kaz actually still in this? I don't even think I saw Kaz on this list. But anyways, in TNA, what was... name another member of the stable that this person would have been in.
Oh, God, all right.
Oh, they also have Deonna Purrazzo.
Yep.
In a way, I'd rather have 10 Ring of Honor matches, but deal is a deal.
All right, Garrett Bischoff. There's other names in this group that I would completely give it away. So if you know who Garrett Bischoff is, congratulations. If not, I could give you a name. You definitely know who they are. Do you want me to give you a name who you definitely know who it is?
No, he was in Aces and Nates.
Okay, all right, wasn't sure, because Garrett Bischoff's not exactly...
Yeah, he's not a household name, but I remember he was in Aces and Nates.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, he was in Aces and Nates. Now you should know who it is. You've narrowed it down to Kent, you should know who it is.
I'm still kind of confused, because you said currently wrestling, so that gets rid of Bully Ray.
Yep.
What the fuck? Am I missing somebody here? Am I stupid? I mean, entirely possible here.
It's the blonde hair that's throwing me off.
Right. But the Aces and Eights only had so many members. These are facts.
That's true. That's why I thought for sure you'd
get it. And there's only really on the...
That's why I didn't want to say that Aces and Eights, because I was like, if I gave Aces and Eights, it narrows it down a lot.
And there's only really two... people that I can think of that were on that are currently on the Ring of Honor roster that used to be on TNA.
And who would they be?
Kazarian and Daniels.
They were both in Aces and Eights?
I don't believe so. I don't remember. I stopped watching when that happened.
Wow.
Okay, just so you guys know, it was bleach blonde, but I told you, it's kind of brownish now. So.
Well, that takes out Christopher Daniels, because he's bald.
And isn't Kazarian bald now, too? Or shaved head, or no?
Yes.
You guys are really thinking about this. You still got two questions, don't you?
Yeah, but, I mean, even when I'm looking at the roster for Aces and Eights, I mean, they had Gallows, they had Devon and Bubba, they had, gosh, they had the other big dude whose name I can't think of. They had Wes, they had another guy that was teaming with Wes. Probably that's, Is Kennedy... Kennedy's not still wrestling, is he? No, Russ, we've told us about WWE.
You've never asked. I said, Russ. He split most of his time between WWE and TNA. I did say that.
Russ, was this gentleman ever involved in a drug scandal?
I believe so, yes. I'm not 100% positive anymore, so... Oh, let's see. Hold on a second.
Carrie, is Kennedy in Ring of Honor?
No, he's in Japan.
Why don't you ask some questions? You got one more.
All right. Here you go, Kerry. We have Bully Ray. We have Brooke. We have Garrett Bischoff, Nux, Taz, Devon, D'Lo Brown, Gallows, Evilise Velez, Mike. I don't know who the fuck Mike is. Anderson, Tito Ortiz, and Wes Briscoe. Are any of those people in Ring of Honor, since you watch it?
I just started getting in. I don't know all of them yet.
All right. Do you want to ask a question? You want me to take another stab?
Go for it.
All right. Russ, did this guy ever hold Money in the Bank in WWE?
Yes, he did.
All right. I'm just going to look up Ken Anderson. I think that's who it is, but I don't see him on the roster. Russ, I'm going to ask the ninth question. Did he also have a catchphrase that everybody...
We absolutely loved, yes.
All right, I'm making my pick. Russ, is it Ken Anderson?
Yes, it is Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy. It's okay, this is why I said I was tentative about Ring of Honor. It says, on April 29th, 2017, at Ring of Honor Masters Craft, Anderson made his Ring of Honor debut when he unsuccessfully challenged Marty Skrulis, Ring of Honor. That's his last entry. That tells me he's in Ring of Honor.
Wait, he wrestled Marty Skrull?
Skrulls, yeah, whatever.
Skrull.
Okay, sure.
Get it right, Ross.
He's in the ball.
For the World Television Championship, but it was unsuccessful. It said that's his last entry, so as far as I can tell, he's still part... It was only 4 or 5 months ago, so it's not like it was that long ago.
Maybe it was a special thing because he's not in the active roster. I just looked at it.
That's why I said he's part of Ring of Honor, and that's why I kind of said I was very tentative about it because I couldn't tell. But he still wrestles because he's still on the independent circuits.
Well,
I guess too.
I was stumped. I'm glad Kent got it.
I knew because of Aces and Eights. I actually liked that stable. I know a lot of it wasn't popular, but they did good things with it, and they actually had a good stable. They didn't utilize it that great, but really it helped Bully Ray or Bubba Ray become a single star. Like,
true.
That helped him get to the next level.
Yeah.
If nothing else. Okay.
All right, guys. Fun. Good right. job. Let's Kent, any announcements before we sign off for the evening?
Well, this week we will have our blog, our podcast, which people you will be listening to. We'll have a Survivor Series preview with myself and Carrie, a Survivor Series review with myself and Russ. I don't know. I'll probably do an NXT TakeOver preview. I don't know. I'll do it. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll do it. Stranger Things, that blog is coming out this week, along with a podcast detailing the season 2 of Stranger Things, as well as the cult season of American Horror Story. We got the American Horror Story season finale blog and Walking Dead episode 5. My God, that just sucks. That's a lot of work. I just realized that's a lot of work. Fuck this.
All right.
You know, Ken, have you ever thought about becoming a professional troll on the internet? They make a shit ton of money.
Like, is there an agency?
I don't know, but you just basically write and you troll people to get them mad to respond to your stuff. And as they're responding to you, you get money because people want go to you to write articles and stuff.
I don't know how to make people mad, though.
I know. You're usually that barrel full of friendliness. But I was reading this like article on crack.com. If you want to go to it, I'll give you the name of the article. You should read it because this person is just you.
Well, maybe it is me, Russ.
No, because you're not buying $400 pairs of jeans just because you can.
No, I am wearing some sweatpants right now. That's well, not right. Sweatpants, but track pants. They're comfy.
Well, while we...
Carrie, you wrap us up while Russ is getting names.
Yes.
All right, sounds good, because... Yeah. All right, so listeners, there you go. Check out 9deuce.com for all your blog and podcast needs. And with that, for... Kent, Russ, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't really want Ric Flair back in the hospital. I take it back. Charlotte, on the other hand...